Genesis, chapter 17. And when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and be you perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto you, and to your descendants after you. And I will give unto you, and to your descendants after you, the land in which you are a sojourner, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, You shall keep my covenant therefore, you, and your descendants after you in their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep, between me and your descendants after you, every male child among you shall be circumcised. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every male child in your generations, he that is born in the house, or bought with money of any foreigner, who is not of your descendants. He that is born in your house, and he that is bought with your money, must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people, he has broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarah your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give you a son also of her, yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, kings of people shall come from her. Then Abraham fell upon his face, and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. And God said, Sarah your wife shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you, behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly, 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear unto you at this set time in the next year. And he quit talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskins in the same day, as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 99 years old, when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old, when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the same day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house, born in the house, and bought with money from a foreigner, were circumcised with him.